Have no fear, young prince. I am here to save you from your evil captors. I have never had the privilege to meet you face to face, sire. Please, allow me to introduce myself. As soon as your parents found out you had been kidnapped by that devious witch, all the knights in the kingdom were called upon to determine who would be best suited for such a dangerous rescue mission. I was the knight they chose. Seeing you up close for the first time, I have to say, I never thought you'd be this small. Forgive me, sire. I kneel humbly in your presence. The enemies who were holding you captive have been vanquished at my hand. I can now safely escort you home. But before we leave, may I please ask for a token of your gratitude? This tower was extremely well protected, and I was thinking that maybe some type of reward was in order. A pouch of gold? But there's barely even anything in here. I carved my way through hordes of monstrous creatures, only for you to look down your nose and offer me some loose change as compensation. Oh, ha ha, don't spend it all at once. I had no idea my prince had such a good sense of humor and such shallow pockets. You know what? No. I have worked far too long and hard for this. Years of horseback riding, archery, swordplay, smithing, javelin throwing, swimming, climbing, and studying siege warfare. I refuse to go through all that just to receive your pathetic insult of a reward. But, there is something else you could offer me instead. Strip. That's right. All your clothes. I want to see every patch of skin on your body. You refuse? I don't think you understand the balance of power between us, honey. None of your servants are here to do your bidding. The only thing standing between you and freedom is whether I decide to take you home with me. I could easily leave you here, all alone. I'd tell your parents you were dead when I got here. Do you think a little humility is worth dying over? That's more like it. Leave your clothes on the floor and let me have a good look at you. You might be a stingy, stuck-up prince, but you are undeniably cute. And just look at this adorable little face. Hey, you watch that temper with me. I don't want to hurt you, but I will if I have to. You don't think so? Sweetie, you look like a dwarf compared to me. You're so small and fragile. I bet I could snap you in half like a fucking twig. Take off my armor now. Good boy. Look at you obeying my orders. Not so high and mighty anymore, are you? Hey, I didn't say you could stop. Keep stripping me. Ah, is this making you hard? Oh, you can make up any excuse you want, but a man's cock never lies. You like this. Does the idea of getting bossed around by a tall, strong lady excite you? Aw, don't be scared of my muscles. I know I could crush you into paste if I felt like it, but as long as you do exactly as I say, you have nothing to worry about. Now be a good boy for me and lie down on the floor, face up. Get ready to put that mouth to good use. It's time I get a proper reward. Gods above. I almost forgot what it was like to have a man between my legs. Come on, little bitch. Lick me like you mean it. That's it. Yes. How does it feel to get treated like a lowly servant? Don't be embarrassed. You were born to serve me like a queen. The tongue is only good for worshipping this pussy. Yes. Get the tongue deep inside me. Tongue fuck me. Just like that. Good boy. Hey. I don't remember giving you permission to touch yourself. You royal types can't go 5 minutes without making everything about yourself. Let me remind you, this is my reward, not little princey's jerk-off time. If just one of your fingers touches that cock again, I will break your face on the floor. Got it? Good. Now get back to licking, sweetie. Fuck. What's that? I can't hear you. If you want to breathe again, then you'll just have to hurry up and make me come. Why don't you try licking my clit? That usually helps. God, I love having you submit to me. Fuck. Are you ready? Huh? Are you, you little bitch? Don't stop licking. I want you to make me come all over your fucking face. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Just like that. You are such a good boy for me, weren't you? You know what this means, don't you? You're my little bitch now. If I ever need my cunt licked, I'll know exactly who to look for. Now go put your clothes back on. I've got to get you home before your parents think I'm dead and they send someone else to come get you. If you're a good boy and carry all my heavy gear for me on the journey back, then I might let you come when we get home. Sound good? Then start walking, bitch.